Welcome to the Spiritual Lifestylist Podcast. I am Lindsay Lewis. I'm an Akashic Records reader and the Spiritual Lifestylist. Using guidance from the Akashic Records, I teach people how to develop their own spiritual lifestyle through wellness, self-care, and spiritual development tools. Join me here every Thursday where I do an Akashic Records reading for the podcast collective, then on Instagram Live every Tuesday for our spiritual hang where we discuss how we have integrated that message into our lives. Hello and welcome to the Spiritual Lifestylist Podcast. How are you all? Happy spring! How are you all doing since the spring equinox and the full moon from Friday, the worm moon? If I am being honest, it has been a whirlwind this week. I definitely felt a lot of the effects of the full moon, about a full week before it actually happened. I normally have really vivid dreams and heart palpitations and just, you know, really feel the feels. And I felt them very deeply this time around. And I think it's because the full moon, the full war moon and the vernal equinox, it's all about new beginnings. You know, spring in the Northern Hemisphere, you know, it's just a time of rebirth. And I have been so badly needing, like, almost like just like an extra kick in the pants, if you will, you know. And when I woke up Sunday, I spent Saturday with my very best friend from the first day of kindergarten. It was her 40th birthday, and we celebrated with her family that I've known for so long and some friends, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful day. We spent the night, and I woke up Sunday at her house, and I had, like, butterflies in my stomach, for lack of better words. I knew something really big was on the horizon. I knew that this was going to be just such a beautiful season, that all the things that I'm birthing, that I'm launching, are ready to be launched. And I'm just so excited for all the things that are to come. And so, you know, I got home Sunday, I started to do my chores around the house, just, you know, kind of all the Sunday scary, get ready for the week kind of things. And when Monday came around, I was ready to just launch. And I have been hit like a ton of bricks with this full body anxiety. And while I feel all this creativity flowing, I have been writing down all these great ideas and ready to start this forward momentum. I was telling Dan tonight, it's like that I have this mind-body disconnect. My mind is like, okay, we're going to start this project, or we're going to complete this, we're going to launch this, we're going to do, you know, all of these steps to get ready for this next launch and of all these great things that are coming. And my mind is going, and then my body goes to do it, and there's like some kind of physical wall. It's hard to describe. I just, for lack of better words, I feel paralyzed in my movement. I feel like I cannot move forward. And I feel trapped. It's 8:41 as I'm recording, and it has taken me all day just to record this episode. And I just wanted to come on with you all and just be very, very real, because, you know, I usually open these podcasts with, you know, great stories of all the wonderful things that are happening. And I give you, you know, all of my intuitive downloads. I integrate the messages give you my interpretation of the records as they come through and give you ideas of how to integrate them. And, you know, it's really easy most of the time for me to be a very positive, very encouraging and helpful person. And that is my purpose here, is to help uplift people and help people live their best spiritual lives and lifestyles. But today I'm going inward. Today I've allowed rest. Today I've been honest with myself and the way that I'm feeling. And, you know, hadn't really mentioned to Dan all week this anxiety that's been going through me, because I don't think I could really name it, you know. But then tonight I went to make dinner and I got all the ingredients out. I started to set the table. I did the pre-dinner dishes. I kept doing all these little steps to try to get me to make, to have this forward motion to start actually cooking dinner. And I couldn't. I literally couldn't get myself to start it. And I went out to the garage where Dan was working and building cabinets for someone. And I just told him honestly how I'm feeling and said, you know, I just need help. I can't get myself to do this simple, simple task. And he took over. He suggested that I go into my Zen room and meditate or sit with my crystals or just do something to kind of help to clear my energy. And while he made dinner and got the kids to the table, I sat and I did a sound bath for myself. I meditated. I grabbed my book from Elevate the Globe, their Good Morning Rituals book that I love. And they have a natural Xanax meditation. So I did some of that. And I just really tried to help to center myself. And while I'm not feeling 100% yet, I am feeling better. I will say, having such a supportive partner that, you know, didn't question anything, that just hugged me and held me and kissed my head and told me he loved me and took over my task and offered me a great suggestion of, you know, self-care. Having that really, really helped. So I'm not in the headspace tonight to get into the records, but I did want to get on, and I did want to do a, you know, just a little mini episode with a message from me saying it is 100% okay to ask for help in any capacity. It's 100% okay to be honest with yourself and others on what you may have going on and ask for help that way. It's 100% okay to do a little soul care and self-care and rest and, you know, move on the next day or the day after that. And it's okay to have your boundaries and have your limits. And, you know, I feel limited tonight by not feeling ready to get into the records and do that emotional and energetic work for you all, but I still wanted to show up for you in the way that I'm able to. So I'm sorry that this episode is short and without an actual Akashic Records reading, but if I can pass my advice and my guidance to you, take some time and reflect on how you're feeling as you listen to this and how you're doing. And not only if you feel the need to reach out and ask for help, please go ahead and do so. Or if you're listening saying, I actually feel great, I've been integrating these messages and taking action and I feel wonderful and this has been a really great week. If you notice someone that might need just a little encouragement, maybe reach out to them or offer a hug to someone that feels down. Always offer, don't just act. but yeah, you know, just be there for others and also be there for yourself. And if you're receiving this message and feeling the need to ask for a little help or just give yourself a little self-care and soul care, this message is being received by you for a reason. And really take this as a message to just take a break and be there for yourself. As I record this, I'm actually laying in bed, giving myself a little rest. And Nelly, my little sweet doggy dog that I love so much that I talk about on the podcast a lot, has just come and she laid down and she's got her head on my legs and she's offering her support as well, which is very sweet. So I am going to end there. I do actually want to say that, You know, I know that you're familiar now by listening to this podcast. You're familiar with my Akashic Records readings. You know how I get into the records and all of that. But if you have been interested in a reading, please go to my website. You'll notice that there's some new changes on the website. I've started to switch things up. And also, go ahead and book a reading with me. I'd love to work with you. I did actually do a little price change, and they're now $150 for a 1 hour reading. And if you're interested in a mini session, send me a message and we can work something out there as well. But not only that, if you're listening for the first time and going, what the heck is an Akashic Records reading? I just kind of stumbled on this podcast. Just know that all these messages are for you. Go to my website, www.spirituallifestylist.com. And there's a little button that says Intro to Akashic Records. Click on that and download the video. I did a little mini workshop. It's about 10 minutes long or so, where I just kind of dive deeper into the Akashic Records, what they are, what you can expect out of a reading with me, what kind of questions you can ask, what you can gain from an Akashic Records reading, all of that good stuff. It's just basically jam-packed into a short little video to help you get a better understanding of what the Akashic Records are and how to work with me. So I encourage you to book a reading, to download the workshop, and come back on Tuesday. We'll do a Spiritual Hang Tuesday on Instagram, and Thursday we'll be there for another episode. Have a wonderful day.